right now, we're extremely fortunate to have live in the studio two members of the Global Soundings 2 concerts. And let me just quickly run through that information. There are two concerts making up this this festival of music, six sound artists from around the globe. The first is at 7 p.m. tonight up at Holy Names Music Center, Fort Wright. It's going to feature performances, piano music, by the pianist we have with us today, Pishen Chen. Good morning, Pishen.
Good morning, Martin.
How are you doing today?
Fine. Happy to be here.
Fantastic. Well, I wanted to say people can get information about this magnificent concert, and we'll cover a little bit why it's going to be so spectacular in a moment, by calling 624-2615 for tickets and information about the concert tonight and tomorrow night. But the pieces you're performing tonight are really extraordinary. I was floored yesterday when I found out what you were going to do. You're going to be playing Boulez's Third Piano Sonata.
Yes.
Which is a magnificent piece, and I've never had the opportunity to hear it live, and I really doubted that I would. One of the pieces, besides its extraordinary complexity, well, he never finished it, isn't that correct?
He finished it, but he cut them off, so he only kept this.
So he did write
movements.
It?
Yes.
Because it was initially...
And he performed himself,
oh,
too.
Oh, wow. Because
yes.
It was supposed to be five movements.
Yes.
And only two movements are existing.
Allowed it from here,
right.
By him, so...
All right. And the amazing thing about this piece of music is that it changes with every performance.
Yes.
It's what we call a mobile work, which means that sections can be added or taken away or rearranged by the performer. So, in essence, not only is it a piece that's never going to be heard just because it's so rare and so difficult, but... The performance that you'll give tonight will never be heard again because it will always be different.
Yes.
Right. And that's true of both of the movements, but you're going to give us a little bit from the second movement, yes?
Yes, I'm going to play Gloss.
The Gloss from Boulez's Third Piano Sonata, second movement. Pishen Chen, pianist. The Gloss movement from the second movement of Boulez's Third Piano Sonata, performed by Pishen Chen, pianist. Pishen, that was incredible, and I'm sitting here thrilling because I've never gotten to hear the piece performed live before. Thank you for coming down and doing this for us. I wanted to mention, not only are you performing the Boulez Third Sonata tonight in its entirety, the whole thing, we're going to get the second and the third movements, which is phenomenal, and I must mention again, is almost a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. That performance is at 7 p.m. tonight up at Holy Names Music Center in Fort Wright. You can get information on that by calling 624-2615. I expect it's going to be a miraculous experience to get to hear this music live, but you'll also be doing music of Stockhausen, yes?
Yes. I'm doing the sixth piano piece.
Wonderful. And, of course, back in the 70s, David Tudor was playing these pieces all the time. A lot of them were written for David Tudor, were
yes,
they not?
I think this one is also... And David played another version after David has recorded in 16 minutes. Stockhausen worked on again. And
an hour later, another version?
Longer until 25 minutes, so it will take 25 minutes.
Fantastic. And so another piece, we rarely get to hear Stockhausen live anymore. It's just he seems to have gone out of popularity here in the United States. So yeah. An incredible thing. And then classics from the modern repertoire. You're giving us some Schoenberg as well.
Yes, I thought to build a bridge to from the
classical. Well, it's a marvelous choice. And we'll be hearing some Bach from you a little later this morning. Pishan Chen, pianist with me. She's performing at Fort Wright, the Holy Names Music Center, tonight at 7. Call 624-2615 for information on that and tickets to the event. Also down here this morning, Manos Tsangaris, also from Cologne, Germany, both of you living in Cologne. And you are performing in a concert tomorrow night at Inner Players, also part of the same festival.
Yeah, it's with five other exquisite sound artists from all around the world.
And it is truly is magnificent, a real diversity of people. I was fortunate enough to see a preview tape of some of the things that are going on, a miraculous diversity, something for everyone, really. And the beautiful thing is, in attending a performance like what will be given on Tuesday at 7 at Inner Players, the audience, in a way, is contributing to the whole performance, aren't they?
Partly. We'll see. Yeah. We'll find out.
That's the beautiful thing. It changes from moment to moment, yes? Yeah. So what have you... You're a percussionist and a composer, performer as well, and you've brought in something interesting, some new experimental work.
Yes. Today. It's a funny thing because, okay, tomorrow night we'll do very different things, pieces like... Pishan and I are performing a piece for a table.
Right.
That sounds a little funny, I know.
Right. But yeah, it's a seldom heard instrument, certainly.
Right. And it's this will be a real musical theater piece in the sense that all the medias, I mean light sources, are used as musical instruments. And the table is a kind of a miniature stage and an instrument in the same time. You might see. But for now, I'm really happy to be here. Because something which I didn't have the chance before to try out on this continent, we're working on different research projects in Germany, in Europe, also to be able to get a non-computerized interactivity. Mm-hmm. And so I brought a kind of a software, which is still digital here, but not all around. And we made it up that it's possible to record the people on the radios, the listeners, for some short moments, what they're doing there, and just add it and play back the summit. So this is a kind of a sample system through loudspeakers. So I wanted to invite you, this is really a premiere, I wanted to invite you to, at home, if you like, make a small sound, make any sound you want. For, let's say, we will have to check it out, Jerry. Something like 15 seconds should be possible.
And we're taking people's home radios and turning them from transmitters into receivers.
Exactly.
Okay, and then you are going to manipulate the sound. You have the software all set up for that. It's incredible.
Phenomenal. So that means we have the chance now that you at home could do either a little singing or rattle with your keys or talk to each other. Don't be afraid. We won't use it for any other uses than this one, just purely artistic reasons.
Just going to be broadcast for a moment this morning. Then.
Yes. Okay. And so maybe we could try, check it out. Actually, it seems to be necessary to check the level in advance so that we maybe take only 3 seconds. We would ask you at home to make the highest, the loudest sound which might be possible so that we have a chance really to record it here. Maybe, are you fine? Yes. Okay, maybe we try it now.
That's good, we have it now.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Which means the next 15 seconds, don't wonder, we'll have to be completely quiet, otherwise we will disturb the system, and we record you at home as far as you want. Of course, you got the option just to stay silent and not to do anything. We will record your silence.
But this is your opportunity to participate in the art project and to be broadcast on KPBX.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, we're going on now. There we go. Seems like it.
Yes.
You got it. So we have to really see for a short moment if this is still working the same way as we had tried before. And I'm really looking forward what you made at home there. And
we're going to hear it now.
It should take another few seconds till he can play
back. We're waiting
back
for the signal from our
engineer. This is a brand new system, which means this is not so easy to handle.
And this is the first time on this continent.
On this continent,
yeah. So this is actually a miraculous world premiere in many senses, not only of the sounds, but the technology.
So. Okay, I talked to all my friends. They said, this won't be possible, but we made it possible for you. Right. And now let's check. Yeah. Okay, you press the button. Okay, there we are.
Oh,
marvelous.
Wow.
I wouldn't have expected you making such an incredible, complex sound.
Sounds from the inland northwest.
That must have been the real orchestra of this area.
Mixed by Manas Nagaris.
Everyone very musical out there.
Right. All right, Manas. And now going to some more of the stuff you do, some percussion.
Yes.
I see you have also brought in with you, as well as all of the software technology we've been installing all morning, some percussion instruments. We have a whole array of things
yes.
here. And I'm going to let you explain what you're going to do with them.
Yeah. Right now, I mean, I have a few things set up around me, little things. Usually, I'm a simple person, which means I need just one instrument to play, and it shouldn't be too complex. And this time, I think I should even start with the drum, because I got used to it, and it got used to me.
As a percussionist, a drum is always a good choice.
Yeah, it's a drum could be a good choice, and I will try to play something for you. Actually, to be serious. My work has got quite a diversity, which means I love playing. Usually at home I play during the nights
okay.
with friends and improvise a lot and try out things, experiment, and during the day I do some serious work, which means I'm a writer and a mm-hmm. composer. And because I couldn't bring my desk here for composing, I brought a drum.
Or the table for the performance yeah. tomorrow night.
Okay, tell me a number in between 1 and 9. Which one do you want?
7.
7.
Hard guy. Drum solo by Manas Tsangaras. You'll be performing, will you be doing percussion works as well? Or do you know for sure?
Actually, I'd like to. I'll have to speak with my colleagues what they think about, because it's so noisy all the time.
A little pressure put on them on the radio. But that performance, you are performing with five of the other, well, all six of you will be performing tomorrow night.
Yes, it's
at Interplayers at 7 o'clock. Information on that performance is also can also be gotten by calling 624-2615. Now, I have to ask you, you asked for me for a number. What did that number cue you into when I gave you 7?
Actually, I'm a pure Cologne aborigine, which means I'm not that much connected to any styles of drumming. I'm just interested in numbers,
mm-hmm.
which means if you had told me 3, it would have been a completely different piece, because all those pieces are really connected to a kind of Pythagoric, that's a hard word.
One of the words. Of
anyway, one of those strange guys in the antique times who found out that numbers and music are connected,
right.
related very straightly. And so you gave me the 7. I played a 7 for you, which just means you have the 7. I first played it in the very slow version, which was doomed, steady, doomed, is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 1, 2.
All right.
And then I took the octave. I call it the octave. So double time in a way, okay. but it's not like double time just like trying to put it in a binary system. It's double time in really in 7, so it's an octave.
Wonderful. All right, Manas Tsangaras will be performing tomorrow night at Interplayers with all of the artists from the Global Soundings 2 concert. That's at Interplayers tomorrow night at 7. You can get information on this concert. It's miraculous. From the things I've been hearing, the last time Global Soundings was in town a couple of years ago, the performance was incredible. Everyone has come away telling me how also, they felt really like they were participants in the whole sound medium that was being created that evening. And it's certainly a rare opportunity here in Spokane to hear contemporary sounds, new sounds, and sounds being made up on the spot by performers. So let's go back a little bit to Pichen, who's going to be doing something special for us this morning. It's the 247th anniversary of the death of Bach today. And we're going to hear some of his final music in a moment, music from The Art of the Fugue that you're playing. But I wanted to mention, you have a new CD out of some really phenomenal piano music, the third piano sonata of Boulez, which we heard a little bit from earlier today. But you're also playing Jean Barrac's sonata, which is a piece that the music critic Golea has described as perhaps the most important piece of French piano music since the Boulez sonatas. And it's certainly heard almost as infrequently. So that is a Talos Records CD of Pichin Chen Pianist. The number on it is 006, music of Boulez and Barrac, performed by Pichin Chen. So Pichin, we will hear a little bit from the first part of The Art of the Fugue, yes?
Yes.
Wonderful. First fugue from The Art of the Fugue, one of the last pieces of music Johann Sebastian Bach left us, played by one of my guests this morning, pianist Pichin Chen. Pichin, thank you so much for giving us that. I wanted to mention, we talked a little bit earlier about the Boulez changing every time that it's performed, the third sonata of Boulez. I also wanted to mention, it's an extremely visual piece of music. The score is enormous. It's huge, especially for the third movement. And people will, you'll have the score there tonight at the concert, yes?
Yes.
And it's actually, it's hard to see a score. I have a copy of the score. When I was in college, I had it hanging on my dorm room wall. It was kind of my status symbol, my raccoon coat. And it's a beautiful score. It's in green and red ink.
Yes, the third movement is a kind of mirror, he says, and the green are the points. So I will do much key moving without any sound, but other points will come out. So I push many keys to have one only note. This is like what it's in green.
Right.
And the red ones are always many sounds together.
All right.
In the same time or one after the other. So like arpeggio or very high speed.
So it's a piece that has this extraordinary ability for the performer to not only interpret the music, but help compose the music every time it's performed, and visually arresting the score and the playing. And you're going to be performing tonight at 7 up at Fort Wright. Information on that performance by calling 624-2615. Thank you, Manos, for coming down, sharing with us the technology you brought with us and the percussion. I don't know what would have... I'm interested what would have happened if I would have chosen another number. Maybe you'd get a chance to find that out a little later. Pishen, thank you for coming down, and your new CD, a Talos Records CD number 006, Music of Barak and Boulez. And we will be hearing some Boulez from you tonight, some Schoenberg, and many other things, some Stockhausen as well. So looking forward to that performance tonight, a rare, rare opportunity.